You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. Here we are again for another episode. Are you proud of us? We've done it.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
2 weeks in a row.
And in case I don't see ya, what is it? That's not it.
I don't remember, but I love that movie.
Oh, it's a perfect
movie. That movie, when I saw it, I was like, it is true.
Right.
Yeah. I've been watched all the time.
It's become an actual like diagnosed psychosis that people have.
You feel like you're being watched.
The Truman Show effect. Yeah.
Yeah. We are in the middle of chaos. You can see the bed behind us is unmade.
That's how you symbolize chaos, an unmade bed behind you.
Actually,
art department,
I came production in here, design. I came in here to set up for the podcast and Wesley was with me. He got on the bed and goes, Mom, I think I have to say I'm sorry. And I was like, why? And he was like, because I got underneath the blanket.
Yeah, they've been told.
And I was
they
like, oh, well, yeah, I was like, and I thought about it and I was like, because at first I said, that's okay, that's fun. And then I was like, oh, I think there's been times where the bed was made. I explain this in a second because I actually recorded with Wesley. I'll explain that in a minute.
A special guest?
I know. But I was like, what? And then I remembered, oh, there's been times where we had just made the bed and the kids jumped on it to like ruffle it all up. And we're like, no, we just made it. So he thought he was needed to say sorry for messing up the blankets. It was very cute though. He was like, I think I need to say I'm sorry.
It's funny. There's lots of rooms that they've taken over and playing in this house. And this was like the one room that we were like, you can't, this is kind of like the guest room. It's like, just makes like one less room for us to like have to clean and strip down when we check out or whatever. So it became the room that they most wanted to play in and destroy.
Right. So anyway, they were playing in it this morning. And when I came in to clean it up to film, Wesley was like, he told me that. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was about to do my podcast in here. And he goes, can I do the podcast?
That's
I said,
so cute.
You want to? You want to record? And he said, yeah, I want to hold that microphone. I want to talk. I said, okay.
And he's a talker.
So what's funny is he is a talker. He never stops talking. And we recorded because he asked to.
Give him a microphone and he's not going to say anything.
He said a few things, too many things, but we'll still show it to you. We'll share.
Usually
that.
It's just a run on sentence.
Yeah, usually it is. And yeah, he's wonderful. And so we'll let you listen to that for a moment. Wesley's cuteness.
Doing that right now?
Yeah,
why not? Okay, bye.
All right. I got Wesley here now. Let's see if he wants to talk. He said he wanted to talk. He said he had things to say. Do you have anything to say? Oh, no. Now he changed his mind. That's okay. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. I thought you said you wanted to, so that's what I got about. But it's okay.
I don't know what to talk.
Well, that's okay. We don't have to. It's just you were talking about a lot of things earlier. You're talking about how you got underneath all these blankies behind you.
Oh, yeah. I told you that. Okay, I did.
Yeah. Did you like to do that?
Yes.
You thought you did something wrong. You said you did something you needed to say sorry for, but I don't know what you're talking about. You were allowed to play in blankies. Remember?
In that?
Yeah.
Like when it spread out all the way?
Yeah, when it spread out all the way?
Yeah.
That's okay.
I wanted to hold it.
Did you have fun? Did you do it with Flinny or Maisie? We played in the blankies.
Flynn and Maisie.
Fun. Yeah, I walked in here to set up to the podcast and he said, Mommy, I have something I need to say sorry about. I said, what? And he said, I got under the blankies in here all the way. I said, you don't have to say sorry. That sounds fun. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's probably a time or two in the past where you guys wanted to get under the blankies right after I made the bet or something. Maybe that's what you're thinking of. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Are you excited? You have a swim class today.
Flynn told me that I needed to go swim class today at park.
Yeah. Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Swimming's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Me too.
Yeah. What'd you do today? Did you do anything fun? Did you eat anything yummy? Did you go anywhere cool? No?
I only go to park.
You only went to the park?
Yeah.
Did you go on a slide?
Yes.
What else did you do at the park?
I go to park. Yeah, I did. Okay.
Okay, but did you go down a slide? Did you go on the swings? Did you just run around? What'd you do there?
everything that you say. But even we picked up trash. But there are so many trash. They're inside and outside in the parking lot.
You picked up the trash?
Yeah.
Wesley, I'm but so it, proud of you.
Yeah, I did.
That's so nice. You did such a nice thing to the earth. Oh, you got a sticky nose or something going on?
I don't.
Okay. I'm so proud of you. That's so nice that you did that for the earth. You picked up trash all over?
Yes, I did.
Oh, what
I said, yes, I did.
Yes, you did. That's so amazing.
Because I saw the speakers not move.
Yeah, do you see
they're
that?
They're still down.
Yeah, when you talk, it moves a little bit. Okay. Do you see that? Not really?
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
And if you talk louder, like if you sing, like watch this. La! You can see the sound move a little. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
So he's looking at the audio recording on the computer right now, and you can see that when we talk, it kind of spikes a little bit. Right, Wesley?
Yeah.
So if you sing really loud, it will. You want to try? Thinking about it?
Mama.
Did it work?
Mama. Mama.
See? Pretty cool, huh? So I have a question. Did you check out the artwork that you did yesterday? Remember, we have this cool spinny thing that you put paint on it and then it spins really fast.
I didn't.
You didn't see if you didn't set, you didn't check out your final works?
I didn't check out it today.
I bet you it's dry.
Okay. I think I'll check it right now.
You want to go check it and come back?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if we bring these are not.
We can't really bring the whole big computer and everything, but I can wait for you if you want to go get it and come right back. Do you want to do that?
I want to do it, but I think I would bring it inside.
Okay. Good idea.
So I can show you.
Good idea.
Okay. I'm going to do it and leave this here.
Good idea. Okay, he'll be right back. Okay.
Oh, yes, I will. I was about to say that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I found a couple of them, but he's claiming these are not his. But they are. So yeah. This little swirly, spiky beauty queen, if you're just listening, you can't see it. But basically, I have like a spinning device that spins really fast. You put little paint droplets on it, and then it spins really fast and spreads out the paint. All right, you want to show?
Can you see it now?
This oh, there
is
it is.
What it looks like.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, I only found that one, but not the one that I made yesterday.
Yeah, they're pretty fun to make, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Do you like doing art?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about it? The paint or?
The paint, when we paint it.
Yeah. I have a question. I know that you have been a mechanic lately. Oh, are you going to play a video game now?
No, I want them to hear it.
He's got a little like kid version of a Game Boy that he wants you to listen to, but it's not on. So I think he's about to turn it on. Oh, here we go. That's what you want them to hear?
Okay, this is what.
So cool. What classic. Honestly, classic.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're not going to play it right now, maybe. We'll play it later, okay? Because I have a question for you.
What?
You know how lately you've been a really good mechanic?
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing to work on when you're a mechanic?
Fixing everything.
Like what?
Like my Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen. He has a Lightning McQueen toy he likes to fix. And what about this? One more question for you, sir. Yeah. You have a spaceship, right?
Yes, I do.
So when you go to outer space, where do you go?
I'm not going to go on the sun, right?
No, don't land on the sun. That sounds very hot.
Or the moon.
Or the moon?
Yes.
Why don't you want to land on the
moon? Oh, yeah, I want to land on the moon, but the sun is next.
It is next to the moon, kind of. Well, sort of, a little bit. All the planets are somewhat next to the moon, I guess.
I wasn't done.
Oh, sorry.
Did you know other planet can burn too?
Another planet can burn?
Yeah, like burn.
What kind of planet can burn?
Like, I don't know. I don't remember the name.
What planets do you like? Do you know the names of any planets other than Earth or just Earth?
Every single planet.
Like what?
Every single planet. I said every
single. Okay, every single planet is the name of all the planets. And do you still want to be an astronaut or not anymore?
I still want to because I really want to drink that floating bubble water.
We saw a video of astronauts drinking water in outer space, and the water kind of floats like bubbles, and then they eat the floating water bubbles, and Wesley really wants to do that. I think that's his main goal in life, is to become an astronaut just to eat the floating bubble water. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you done?
I'm not.
He's leaving. We might be done. He just brought me the sign. The sign says relax. This is the name of the podcast that we're doing right now. Relax, the podcast. Can you say relax?
Relax.
That's the name of the podcast. Thanks for bringing me the sign. All right. You ready to say goodbye or do you have more to say?
I'm ready to say goodbye. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That was...
Half an hour or something.
Yeah, I can switch it off pretty easy peasy. Thanks for joining. He just really wanted me to... turn it on so he could say whatever he just said. Yeah. All right. Bye. And we're back. Hope you enjoyed that sweet moment with Wesley. That's funny. Normally, I try to ask him about things that he usually talks nonstop about because he said he wanted to podcast. And I was like, okay, he has something to say. And then I think he was just excited to be holding the microphone.
Okay.
And he was excited to watch the spikes on the audio recording.
Yeah. A lot to look at in here.
But when I asked him questions about things that normally he would just talk forever, like being a mechanic, working on his car, mm-hmm. like outer space, he didn't have the run-on sentence
really?
That he usually does.
Oh,
which is fun. It was like a more subdued, quieter Wesley.
Now we know how to they're always crazy and screaming and running around. Now we know how to quiet them down. Just hand them a podcast yeah. microphone. There's a parenting hack for you.
Who needs to relax for you this week, Levy?
I don't know. Father's Day just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is something that happens to me every year since becoming a father. It's like, I never know. I think I also have this problem on my birthday. I never like the attention or the onus to be on me. And I don't like making plans for myself. So it always kind of seems to be, yeah, I don't know. It's Father's Day, but to me, it's like I want to call my dad and I want to reach out to my friends that are dads, and I want to like be with my kids. You know what I mean? But then I also don't, because you feel like this is like a day for you, and you're right. Like, well, you were like, well, what do you want to do? It's Father's Day. It's your, you know, you're the father. It's Father's Day. What do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. You know what I mean? And this kind of happens every year. So I'm kind of thinking, and I feel like I only get like those 2 days a year. You know what I mean? Where I do have that focus on me. You know what I mean? And that's my birthday and Father's Day. And I feel like I just always blow it. Like I feel like I need to plan something for me. And it might not always involve the kids.
Lovey.
I think some people do that, but I would feel guilty. I you know what I mean? Like,
no, you definitely feel guilty, because I did that one year. I went to Paris, remember? With Teeny 1 year, and I felt guilty the whole time. But
this
honestly,
past year too, you were like, I was like, what do you want to do? And you're like, I'm going to go to the beach with my mom.
Yeah, but it was this year. I was like, I don't want to do anything. It's actually what I said. I said, I don't want to do anything.
Sure.
And then we were staying at my mom's at the time. And I said, you know, maybe I'll just go to the beach with my mom for an hour. And we went to the beach and there was no rocks. So we ended up just going to a couple open houses.
I know.
We're still trying to find a house. So
we've been displaced this year as well.
Yeah, but I tried to do a nice chill Father's Day. I didn't think you'd want to do anything crazy because life's been a little hectic. So I was like, we'll do like a picnic and a beach thing, and we got some presents and we went fishing, and that was lovely. And
yeah,
had a nice little steak dinner, and we played cards. It was like a chill Father's Day, but I'm sorry if it was not up to snuff.
No, it's not that it was up to snuff.
Is that a thing? Up to snuff?
I think that's the saying.
What does that mean? Snuff? Up to snuff.
I don't know. It's one of those phrases that's probably been around for like 100 years. All you'd have to do is like Google it, and I'm sure it would
say.
I feel like I should because
what is that? What's a snuff? Up to snuff?
I don't know.
Up to snuff. Not sniff. Up to snuff. Idiom that means something or someone is of an acceptable quality, meets expected standards, or is good enough. It is most frequently used. Where does it come from?
My God.
The phrase originated in the 19th century. Originally referred to powdered inhaled tobacco, its earliest days being up to snuff, 19th century slang for being worldly wise, alert in the know. Over the years, the meaning shifted from knowing about a situation to being adequate quality. Okay, sorry. Thank you. So your Father's Day wasn't up to snuff.
I didn't say, no, that's not what I said. I said that like, I should have maybe planned a chunk of time for me, because it kind of just felt like a regular day, kind of.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
That no, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of just felt like I, you know what I mean. I was like, it just kind of yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to give you a couple hours of alone time in the middle there where I took the kids, but I, you know what? I did try. I really did. I feel like I tried. I'm so sorry. I failed at that. I was like, what do you want to do? And I'll plan everything.
You know what it was?
I was looking for, I was hoping you would say, I want to be alone, or I want to go on an adventure, or just tell me a vibe and then I would plan it.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything to go off. So I tried to do everything.
Well, is the issue is
we'll
that
do
like,
fun, we'll
yeah,
do
I didn't, you asked me that question and I didn't answer it. And maybe that's the, yeah, no, I'm not saying it wasn't up to snuff. It just like, it just, you know, it just felt like normal responsibilities. Like, you know what I mean? Like kids, morning, you know, early breakfast, you know what I mean? Activity, whatever. And then like exhaustion and then like kids back, you know, activity. Yeah, we did go fishing. That was super fun. But there, you know, that's kind of a thing that I like to do with them one at a time. Cause when it's there, I get to like focus on them and I'm not just like, but like with all three, it's like, it's chaos and there's like something's stuck, something's hooked. So, you know what I mean? It's kind of, something's broken. Somebody needs help with something. It's just kind of rotating circle of like helping untangle.
Right.
Fishing
right.
lines repeatedly over and over and over again in a circle in the sun. I think, yeah, the problem was I also had an audition, a self-tape audition that was like loaded in 7 pages. And like, that was weighing on me the whole day that I had to then like, film and edit that to send it, not, you know what I mean, in the middle of it all. So it just kind of felt like a busy, exhausting regular day.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to say my favorite present, and mm-hmm. the story behind it is so cool,
mm-hmm.
Is this. It exists now.
The swear jar.
And it's epic. Colleen went, did you already tell the story? You went to a thrift store.
No, it won't, not by the time this episode comes out, no. It'll be in my next vlog though.
Oh, okay.
But no,
it exclusive to your vlog?
Definitely not. Nothing is.
You brought Flynn to a thrift store, which he had never mm-hmm. been to, like a Goodwill type thrift store. And he said to you, "What did he?" Something like, "I can't believe people don't want this stuff."
He was like,
"It was just all treasures."
He loved it. He thought the thrift store was the coolest store in the world. And he has become aware of money just because there's been times. You know, we don't want our kids to stress about money, but there's ever like, we don't want them to have to think about it. It's not their responsibility, but you know, understanding the value of a dollar is something that's important as a human being, obviously. So there's times where they'll ask for things. We'll say, no, that's too expensive. Or, oh, we can find that somewhere else cheaper. We say things like that to our kids. So they're aware that money exists and this understanding of that.
Well, because they became aware of a certain toy truck company called Bruder that charges like $200 for like a fire truck.
So anyway, we're at the thrift store and he's reading the price tags on things. And he's like, "Mom,
yeah,
this is $2.
Right.
This is $1.
Right.
This is $5. Like, and he found this fake plant that looked very realistic.
No one loves a fake plant.
Like we'll go to the dollar store and I'll be like, you can get anything you want, guys. And like the twins will pick out a toy, obviously. And Flynn can't decide between like a race car and like a leaf, like a fake leaf.
And they're all for like, these enclosures
that
he's
going
to build in his mind for whatever creature he can catch.
Anyway, he was very excited about this fake plant. And I think it was like, I mean, it was kind of expensive for a thrift store. It was like $14 or something like that. $13, I don't know. But he was blown away. He was like, do you know how much this would be normally? This would be so expensive. Like,
right.
I can't believe it. But anyway, we found this. It was the first jar I saw. I was like, I want a mason jar, just a simple mason jar. And it was the first mason jar I found. Excuse me. For the listener, I'm sorry for the sneeze. Would you like to explain what
it
looks like?
Mason jar, yes, but you found a mason jar that someone has super glued to a glass candle holder, of like operating candle holder. So they've made like a mason jar goblet. You know, they churched it up.
They
classed up this mason jar to make it like a fancy goblet. Then you obviously bedazzled and put this really great font of artwork on it that says swear jar. It's really great. It looks like like it came that way from a factory. You know what I mean? Look.
There's no money in it.
Nothing in it because
you don't carry change.
Because I don't swear anymore.
Yeah, right.
No, it's because it's funny.
I'm blowing my nose, but keep talking, Levy.
I think what needs to happen for today's day and age, is you need to get one of those square things. Is that you know,
oh my God.
Like the square scanners, like that people have at like the portable ones that people have at like farmers markets or wherever. So like you can be like, oh, I swear it, and you can just like you can just tap your card and put it into like a bank account or something. I used to make a living at Flynn's age. I made a living because of this red leather chair my father had that he sat in when he came home from work. And made a living because my dad would have to drive on the New Jersey Turnpike where there are tolls. So he always had to keep change in his pockets. And I'm telling you, when he sat down and it was a little bit laid back, I can picture it. It's such a cool chair. Maybe that's why I like the brown leather chair so much. He'd always sit in this chair after a very long commute and the change would just fall out of his, work pants, slacks, into this chair. And I would just be waiting for the moment he get out. And I would literally, that was my job.
Yeah.
I don't know how kids are going to make money these days.
I mean,
nobody carries around
change.
Thing,
yeah. I think kids
And I would go to
that.
A Coinstar. Oh, the times I had at a Coinstar.
Oh, yeah. So
just
fun.
The best. Life-changing
it's
money.
It's just so great. Yeah. No.
Generational wealth.
Crazy.
They're not going to have that. So I don't know. Yeah. They're going to, maybe like we, there's
candies or something.
A Venmo account.
Oh my God.
To this swear jar.
Well, tell me, love, I need to know then, for future reference for me, because I totally.
Is that a really bummer way to start out?
No, you're fine. I totally agree that
I didn't mean for it to come across that way.
No, you're fine. Mother's Day. I feel the same way. I'm like, I just want to go to a hotel alone or with like a girlfriend and like get room service and look at my phone. And not have any worries about like the kids, like have you be like, I got it. We're having a blast. Don't even think about us, you know, and like not even worry, but like know that everyone's having fun and is happy. Like, cause that's my concern is that like, I would do that and everyone would be upset with me. So like knowing everyone is happy while I'm doing my thing. So for you, what is dream scenario? Like imagine next Father's Day, perfect Father's Day, go.
I think it's the same. I think the same thing's going to happen. I think it's the same. I think it's like, it's going to all of a sudden be there, you know, in a couple of days or the next day. And I'm going to say, I don't know. You know what I mean? I kind of just want to like hang out with the kids, like maybe go to the beach, maybe this or that. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's just going to be the same, or I can
same
try and make
what?
It
same
different
as-
and like, and do something like,
no, I'm asking you what would be not, don't say you want it to be the same as what you just said. Wasn't what
well,
you wanted
at the end of this day, which I don't know why this is coming off as negative. I don't know. I thought maybe more of the play was the struggle of like on Father's Day, do you really want to spend it with your crazy kids that are so exhausting? It's like, you know what I mean? And like, you don't have any help and it's just a lot. And you know what I mean? And you're just, I don't know. But
you had help though. It was me and my parents.
At some parts of the day. Maybe I plan like a camping trip.
Okay.
You know?
Alone?
No, for all of us, and you're forced to go. That way you're forced to go camping. You know what I mean? Something like that. I bet you those places are so booked up and busy. Father's Day. Yeah,
probably. I don't know.
Campgrounds in California are like uber
competitive.
Uber competitive. Like people like book a year in advance. They know the exact like lot, plot, whatever, like space they want. And they, you know, it's like a family reunion and they got all the gear and all this stuff. Like I'm too spontaneous for that world.
So your dream Father's Day is not being alone, like enjoying alone time.
I think I would feel guilty and I would be bummed out by it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a camping trip.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a good podcast. Fucking.
I'm just trying to know.
Swear jarred me again.
I said a swear jar?
No, I think I did.
Okay. Well, now that is noted.
I thought maybe
I
you would
that.
Understand. I thought maybe you like, don't you, I feel like we've talked, don't you have that like internal struggle where you're like it's Mother's Day. Like, of course you want to spend it with your kids, but
of
also,
course.
But of course, a little bit of you, 100%. But a little bit of you is like, not
That's what I'm saying.
The whole day.
Well, yeah, no, I want to, on Mother's Day, I want to see them and I want to have a fun time with them, sure. But like, I could do that a different day. I feel like Mother's Day, I want to like go somewhere with a girlfriend for a night. Like with Rachel or with Teeny and like, or my mom, you know, and like go somewhere overnight to a hotel. But the most important thing, Father's Day,
I'm going to a hotel with one of my bros. Like, you know what I mean?
The most important thing though to me would be, it would only be fun to me and I would only enjoy it if the whole time I was there, it was like, we're having such a good time without you. Like everyone is so happy. Like, and I'm loving this. The kids are loving this. Have a blast. Like, don't even think about us. We're having so much fun.
Okay.
That is the dream scenario for me. But for you, it's camping mostly with the kids, but also without them.
Yeah, I don't know. I might just next year, just walk off into the woods.
Okay.
Alone.
Okay.
So with like a hatchet.
Okay. With a hatchet sounds. You didn't have to read that book? You're just explaining the beginning of a horror movie.
No, it's a book. You didn't have to read that book.
I remember a book called The Hatchet.
Yeah.
But I remember what it was about.
It's a kid. A kid is like alone on like a Cessna, and like, there's a pilot, and then the plane crashes in like the Alaska wilderness, and the pilot dies. But he's alone. He's left alone, and the only thing he has is his hatchet, and he has to like survive.
I saw the funniest thing on some like meme or something somewhere. Someone said like kids today or like young people today say, "Oh my God, how did you write papers like to millennials and older? Like how did you write papers?" Without AI, like how did you do this without AI? And this person was like, are you kidding? I could write an entire like 10 page paper on a book I never read.
Yeah.
Like, and I laughed at her because that is so true. Like the amount of projects and papers that I worked on and wrote and did well on for a book I like skimmed. No AI, no computer research, like no computer.
This was even before you could really like just Google stuff. Right. When I was in like elementary school, did you Cliff Notes?
Well, once you got the computers to do like Cliff Notes, Spark Notes type stuff.
No, hard copy Cliff Notes.
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about. You're a lot older than me.
Oh my God, really?
they were
really thin and yellow and they had like black, yellow with like black stripes and it would say Notes version of like whatever book. Really?
I don't think so.
You did Spark Notes and Cliff Notes, but like on a computer?
Yeah, I remember Spark Notes on a computer. Yeah.
No, I would go to Barnes & Noble and get the hard copy of the Cliff Notes.
See? Guys. That's what we did.
Just to have to do a little bit of reading and not read the whole thing.
Right. Who wants to do that?
Ugh.
That's so funny. Well, next year, Father's Day will be glorious. I feel like in the past, I have really tried to go above and beyond for birthdays and Father's Days and things. But, you know, as life has gone on, it's gotten a little more chill, I think. I apologize. I can step up my game.
I don't think you owe me an apology. I don't think that it was, there's nothing that you did wrong. And that's certainly not how I meant to come across. It was more in like the contemplation of like, you know, how do I celebrate being a father without my kids?
And it's, you go camping
and
you
with
them.
Yeah, that'll make it easier.
Yeah.
No, it was great. At the very end of the day, last thing you said to me was like, how was your Father's Day? And I said, it was perfect. That's what I said.
Right.
I said, it was perfect. So...
There was a moment that was very dad, and we were debating talking about this, but I feel like we should because it is kind of my relax. So without disclosing which child or pet had to endure this on Father's Day, something that happens when your kids play outside a lot and in grassy woodlands and foresty areas is there's these horrific insects called ticks that exist in the world. And my relax today... is ticks.
Yeah, you couldn't handle that.
Obviously every time our kids play in any sort of park or field or anywhere that's like, you know, brush type grassy woodiness. I remember growing up hearing my parents go, check for ticks. And so that's what we do. You check the kid or pet. You want to walk with a pet, whatever, for ticks.
Did you do that growing up?
Oh, yeah. And we don't even have that here.
Because in Connecticut, in the woods, it's like a big deal. Like you had to check for ticks and you would find them all the time.
Right. Well, we have three children and we've had kids for 7.5 years. Never found a tick on a child. And we found a tick. Okay. We found a tick.
On Father's Day.
On Father's Day. Well, I found a tick because we always check after going outside and doing things for these things. And I don't know where this thing came from because I'm constantly touching my children. As for someone who's not a very touchy-feely person, my hands are always on their hair. I'm playing with their hair all the time, touching their hair, touching their back. Like, I'm constantly touching my kids. And that's how I found this tick on a kid, because I was touching one of my kids' heads and I was like, whoa, and I felt something. And I know I touched this child's head multiple times that day. So it had appeared at some point. And I don't know when, because we weren't in any woodsy area. So we're trying to figure out where this thing came from. But there was a tick there. And I was like, oh my God.
Trees. That's like a park.
Yeah, it's not
thing.
Like we don't check every time they go to the backyard, but it's like.
But it's on the outskirts of like a park. It could be.
Maybe. I don't know. It was a very rogue tick though. It was very weird.
But the thing about this tick.
Okay. It was disgusting.
It was engorged.
It was disgusting. And I've never seen one in person on a child or a pet that I can remember. It grossed me out so bad. And I would say, like, I'm very insecure about most things in life. One thing I'm confident in is I feel like I'm a pretty good mom. I think, like, and especially when it comes to this kind of stuff, like emergency situations, like I'm a chaos person, but in chaos with my children, like I am calm, cool, collected, and I'm like can handle emergency situations pretty well. I feel like I'm good in those scenarios. And this was something that, like, I was calm and cool around my kids. But to Eric, I was like, I can't handle this. It's so gross.
Yeah, I think, I think a lot of the gross stuff, Colleen, like, you don't do a lot of the gross, like, the gross stuff.
It's just boogers and ticks for me. Boogers and ticks.
Like, yeah, you won't do boogers. Snot sucker, you would never do.
I had definitely had to do that freaking snot sucker when we had babies.
Yeah, tick I had to remove. A lot of experience doing that.
I was there. I helped.
You parted the hair.
Parted the hair, held it, kept him calm. And
but you were like tweaking about it for like days. You were like, I'm still messed up about that tick.
It was just like ticks are really gross.
It's a really gross thing. I think you said that your problem with it was just the idea of it like sucking
connected and sucking the blood of one of my children. It was like horrific to me.
It's pretty bad.
And
that's why Father's Day was off.
Well, we cleaned it really well and we've been keeping an eye on it. Everything is fine. It was totally fine and everything is fine. But Eric was telling me that he's had tick experiences from when he was younger. But later that night, he did say that was kind of a perfect thing to happen on Father's Day. Like I got to remove a tick from one of my kids.
Truly, yeah.
And like, it was such a dad thing to do because it was like something he grew up with a lot. Like, I've never had a tick on me.
Oh yeah, Connecticut covered in ticks. He said
he got ticks all the time.
You'd always find them like on your socks and stuff. You know what I mean? Because they'd be trying to crawl up.
Oh, they're so gross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're so gross.
Yeah. And such a fear of like deer ticks, which are, of course, the smallest ones are the most like dangerous with their...
Oh, they're disgusting.
Lyme disease and all that. You know what? It was... It was a great Father's Day. It was perfect. But it was just like, I wasn't in Paris. You know what I mean? I wasn't at the Ojai Valley Inn spa with a girlfriend, you know, like it was just a very full day of doing stuff with kids.
Yeah.
I want to play a game with you, okay. A long awaited game.
Okay.
Let's kick this podcast up a notch.
Okay.
Are you down?
I'm down.
Let's turn this fucking shit.
Swear jar, okay.
Let's turn the ship around, okay?
Okay.
Can you talk for 1 second while I gather my supplies?
Of course. I'm talking. I wanted to give someone a shout out because I keep using this one Instagram account. Last week, we played a game where I was reading off things I heard from an Instagram account, like bizarre questions for couples or something. Oh man, I wanted to give her a shout out because I've done it on SAS a couple times now, used her questions. And now here on this podcast, I wanted to do it again because I found more, but I need to now go find the account. I had it saved and here it is. Okay. The account is PLOWRONG, plow wrong. Anyway, that's the account that I'm getting these questions from. And I had more to do today if we have time. but they're like, who's more likely to kind of questions, but for couples, and they're more bizarre. We had a lot of fun doing it last week. So I wanted to give that girl a shout out because she's the one I've been stealing those questions from. And I forgot to give her a shout out last week. So my eyes are closed. Eric just told me to close my eyes.
Okay.
They can't hear you without a mic, my dear. So if you're talking.
Oh, that's how that works?
Yeah, that's how microphones work. Usually,
you had to talk into the microphone. Okay. So you have for as long as I can, as I've known you, you've claimed that you can tell the difference between any kind of Coke there is.
Oh, if they're only if they're ice cold. If they're not, I cannot. So just throwing that out there.
Okay. Well, we're going to test some Cokes today.
Okay.
Coke challenge. All right.
Are they cold?
They're cold. I don't know how to do this without the sounds of giving
you
it away.
You got to open them all up immediately.
Okay.
And
sorry,
then
you have to
set
do,
them aside.
You have to do some more talking for 1 second.
Just open them up and then I will just, I mean, I don't know what else to talk about. I will say if these are not fresh from the fridge, ice cold, I don't know that I'll be able to do this.
Okay.
And I'm guessing between Cokes or like different styles, like Diet Coke, Raspberry Coke. Is that a thing?
You tell me.
Oh, okay.
There's not a lot. This isn't a lot of...
Okay, it sounds like a lot of cans, so I have a feeling that these are all just going to be different flavors of Cokes. Now, I don't know that I'll be successful with this. I will only know which one is Coke. And if I don't, I will be so embarrassed. I will be so embarrassed.
Okay, oh, the straw.
Well, if they're all cans, I don't need a straw.
They're not. Love.
I just
stop
heard
trying
four
to get hints.
Cans.
Stop trying to get hints.
I'm not trying to get hints, but a can, I need to drink from a can.
Okay. You're going to take it. Stick your head over. Stop touching. You can't. You're not supposed to touch the
Wait,
thing.
Is it a can or a bottle?
That's part of the game, Colleen.
No. Okay.
You have fine. To tell me.
Part of the flavor of a Coke in a can is the taste of the aluminum.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. So hopefully you can prove that you can taste that with your eyes closed. Do I have to blindfold you?
No, I won't.
I'm going to put a straw to your mouth and you tell me what it is.
First of all, that's a horrible straw. That's like a thick, plastic, wide straw.
Did you get enough of a sip?
I didn't. I can't do it without sipping it from the can. I know it's in a can already.
Stop. Take a big... You can't touch it. You can only touch the straw.
I really won't be able to do it with the straw. The straw is too distracting. I mostly only tasted a thick plastic straw. It was the
thickest.
You're
ruining the game. Because what if it's not in a can and that's part of the that's part of the test? Do you understand?
Sure.
It's so difficult.
I know.
What is that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know because it's a horrible straw. It's very distracting. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't. I can't tell.
Do you
I'm
believe
sorry.
It to be true Coca-Cola?
I can't tell. I'm sorry. Give me, I need another
the
thing.
The first one off the bat?
I don't know. I can't
do you
tell.
Come back
it
to
wasn't
it?
Quite cold enough. It
do
was
you want me to show you or do you want
no,
to come
no,
back
no,
to
no,
it?
No, come back to it.
Okay.
It was like a horrible, it's not cold. It's like, I can't do it if they're not cold and they're not, if they're not cold.
I feel
scared.
Like I should
I'm
like
scared.
Have your ears.
My ears? You
like,
want my ears
like
to taste
plugs
it?
Too. Like, if, no, I feel like I should have a blindfold on you and like your
I
ears
I already
plugged.
Heard you open the cans.
All right, there's, take a sip.
Well, first of all, that's been sitting a minute because it's flat. So ice has melted.
Well, we did the first 20 minutes of the podcast.
So it's hard to tell.
But you know there's ice in it.
There's ice in it. But it tastes like a watered down soda.
What kind?
I don't know.
Really?
It's a Coke, but
yeah.
I don't know from where.
From where?
I don't know. It's too watered down.
You're blaming it on all these things.
No, there's specific things about a Coke that I like.
You got an excuse for everything.
Sure. So I'm being honest though. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
We're gonna come back to that one too?
Maybe.
All right, here's the third one. I feel like you're taking such little sips.
That's how I drink Coke. I don't know. They all taste the same. I don't know. It's a can of Coke. I can't tell.
Okay.
It's a flat Coke. It's a not cold Coke. They're not cold. I'm sorry, guys.
Keep
this is not entertaining
cold.
For anyone
Closed.
Involved. Yeah. I just don't know because they're not very cold.
They're freezing cold. I can barely hold them. They are so cold.
Yeah, that's poisonous. That was poisonous. That was hell on earth. That is not Coke. That was poison. Trash.
You didn't like that one?
That was probably some natural trash Ollie Poppy.
Yay, you
fake
finally
ass.
Got one. Ding, 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 ding.
Is that an Ollie? I've never tasted an Olipop soda, but I...
Yeah, it's
you know what's crazy?
It's called Vintage Cola. You know what's from Olipop.
So crazy. I have never tasted an Olipop soda because I don't drink fake Cokes because I think they're stupid because they never taste like
good.
Coke. And I have always thought of what an Olipop Coke would taste like. And I was exactly correct. That tastes exactly as I've always imagined.
You never even
it
tried
to taste. Never. And it's hell on earth. That was, I need to, I'm not looking, but I am drinking water because that was so gross. I do not like that. It's the okay. First three were some form of a Coke product in some form, but I just don't know what was what because they weren't.
Okay.
The first straw was hell too. So that was made it hard. Wow. That was disgusting.
Okay.
Is it a straw?
Yes, they're all. Okay. It's all. You told me it had to be straw, so like you couldn't tell. it's just you're so.
That's more
bad
familiar.
At this.
I am really bad at
you
this.
Just, I thought you would get it. You'd be like boom, boom.
I would if it was if I was drinking them how I drink them. If I was drinking a freezing cold can,
but then
of Coke
you would know because of like I was gonna because I was
that
gonna,
one's the best one I've had so far. I'll say that.
Okay.
And it could just be because I had that gross Olipop one.
But
so
if it
refreshing.
Was a Coke, but part of the game was like, if it was a Coke, which container is it in? Like, I thought you could tell the difference between Coke containers.
I thought I would be able to as well. I think that the, I don't know. It was, that could have been, I need to try the first two and that one again later.
Okay. And then we have one more. Okay.
The only one I knew was that nasty ass one.
Right.
Olipop. The other three are definitely some form of a Coke, but I just don't know what.
Okay.
I don't like that at all. That's Diet Coke.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Barf. That's horrible.
Is it?
I do not like Diet Coke.
Some people are addicted to that.
I know. So the first, okay, so the first two and the third.
Some people have buttons on their desk that they press.
The
and
first
a Diet
two,
Coke just appears.
Okay. I need to, I'm not looking. I promise. My eyes are open, but I'm not looking.
Okay.
I'm going to rinse out my mouth. Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm going to try the first two and that one that after the Olipop one too.
Okay. So we're going to go back to the beginning?
I guess. Hold on. And now I need to burp a little bit.
Yeah. I thought this podcast would be lots of burps.
Okay.
Okay. This is back to the first one. Oh, okay. There's a hair.
Ew. Oh no, I'm scared. There's a hair in it? I don't know that I can do this.
My hair. No, not in it. No, there's just like, it was like.
Where was it?
It was on my hand.
That straw is such hell. I don't know. It's kind of flattish. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I'll give you a hint. It's Coke.
Well, I know it's a Coke, but I don't know from what apparatus.
Okay.
Give me the next one. Is this the one that's watered down icy? Okay. I'm assuming it's too watered down for me to know. I'm assuming that's like a McDonald's Coke or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is.
But you're right.
It's a McDonald's Coke, but it's super watered down. That's not a slap.
I got it 30 minutes ago. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
but
it's
also
not a
that's the that's a McDonald's straw. That's the straw that
Yeah, that one's good. The first straw's crap.
Yeah.
That straw was good.
Can I tell you something?
What?
It's been the same straw the whole time.
What?
The straw's never changed. Only have the one straw, and it's the one that's a McDonald's straw.
That first, very first straw I had was a McDonald's straw?
Yes, and the straw?
Shut
it's not,
your
not the first
mouth.
Straw.
That's
it's the only
the first,
straw.
That's crazy.
There's only been one
You're
straw.
You're blowing my mind. I thought the very first straw I had was like a massive, thick plastic straw that was like... Hard plastic.
No, I don't know why you were saying
wow.
that. But it was it's
am
been the same
so bad at this.
McDonald's straw. Yeah, that's a new level. You got the straw wrong. We're not even
crazy.
Wasn't even part of the game.
Okay.
You still got it wrong. Okay.
I
so
do believe
there's
one more, so the one after the Olipop one.
Yes.
Because the other ones I got. So yes. It's the first one and the next one is the two.
Yes. Why'd you sniff like that?
I didn't mean to. I don't know, man. Let me see the first
good?
One. Again. I don't know.
Is it good?
None of them are good because they're not cold. Can I have the first one again?
It's so cold. Like literally, I'm having a hard time holding the cans. You want the first one again?
I want the first and that one. I needed to go back and forth.
Okay.
I don't have
two straws. It takes a second.
Okay. That one, I know what that one is, I think.
Okay.
But I need to try the other one to be sure.
You want to try the other one more time?
Yeah. To be sure.
Okay. There you go.
Where is it?
Right here.
Fuck, I don't know. I think that one's a bottle and the other one was a can, maybe.
So the one you just had was a bottle?
I don't know.
And the other one was a can?
I don't know. They're not cold, so I can't tell. But that's my guess.
Nope. You're
wrong. Other way?
Other way. And also...
Can I open my eyes?
Yeah.
It was Pepsi?
Yeah, in a can. The first one was just bottled Coke.
Bottled Coke?
Yeah. Hmm. I thought you'd be like, bottle. That's Coke and it's in a bottle.
When did I have a regular Coke?
This one.
When was that one?
It was like the second to last.
Did I guess that one?
You didn't guess it, but you were like, I think that's one's my favorite, which is makes sense.
Oh, that's the one I thought I was. I'm so confused.
That's the one you drink like every day.
I don't remember guessing that one. I remember guessing Diet Coke and Olipop and McDonald's.
I got confused. I guess maybe you didn't, but I remember you saying that one's my favorite.
Yeah.
Was this one, which makes sense. But yeah. But then when I was like, oh, are we done? And you're like, I just need the whatever and whatever one.
Guys, I was really bad at that.
It's a really good game.
I was really bad at that. I'm so sorry.
Do you want any of these for right now?
No, I don't. I'm too embarrassed. I'm too embarrassed by it. I will say I did know.
You knew it was diet. You knew it was not a Coke. The Pepsi, yeah, I'm surprised you weren't like, that's Pepsi.
Well, I don't hate Pepsi. I think Pepsi's not as good as Coke, but like, I don't hate Pepsi.
Is that what Taco Bell has like a deal
with? Yeah, Taco Bell's Pepsi. In fact, if I got Taco Bell and they gave me a Coke, I'd be like, I need the Pepsi.
Oh.
Like I need a Pepsi from Taco Bell when I have Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I don't hate it. I don't hate Pepsi. I just like, I'm not going to like choose it over Coke. But, well,
I just think that
I will
we've
say I knew talked that
about
that.
We talked about like every time I've done like a,
I know
that kind of a thing with you. You've been like, oh, if you did Cokes with me, I'd be so good.
If you did Cokes, you would say that every time. I was wrong, guys. I was not good at that. I thought I would be, but I am very particular about like my Coke has to be frigid, freezing, delicious, cold.
So this was like,
there's like four ice cubes in that.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I got it on my way back from.
No, I know, but I'm saying like it all melted. Cold. Like the McDonald's, usually McDonald's Coke slaps so hard, but that one was not good.
You have to be got to eat right away.
Yeah, it's got to burn my esophagus a bit because it's so sharp.
Sharp and acidic.
I have a few of those. A few more of those questions. Remember we did last night? The like, who's more likely to?
Okay.
Can I do a couple with you?
Sure.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
I had fun with these last time.
Me too.
By the way, that was fun. Thank you for doing that. Sorry, I sucked at it so hard.
No, I'm just disappointed in you.
I know, me too, honestly.
I
am too.
I'm very disappointed in you.
Same. Like truly, truly. You and the rest of the world. okay. Who's more likely to get lost in a large supermarket?
Oh. Me?
Yeah, I think so.
I have a good sense of direction. What's that?
You don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, no. You don't.
I do have a good sense of direction.
Lovey.
Give me an example of me having not a good sense of direction.
Every time we go to a place.
That's not true. Oh, you're...
Love, when we leave...
You're mean and a liar.
I am. I'm sure. Fine. But when we travel, like, for example, when we were just in Vegas... We would go into a hotel, and when we'd leave, I'd be like, we go this way. And you go, what? No, we're going this way. And everyone said we need to go the opposite direction. And I was always the one who was correct.
I don't really remember that.
I have a good sense of direction.
Those places are designed for people like me to just walk in circles and be stuck there. To be fair, they literally are designed so that like, you know, it's like an epic version of Exit Through the Gift Shop. It's just kind of like a swirl of give us all your money. You can't give a Vegas hotel as an example of not knowing which direction to go.
New York City. You're like, which way? Where are we going?
I know. I'm pretty good in New York City.
Okay.
Live there for a little bit. But you live there longer. So it's easier to just follow you. Yeah, I tend to like follow you like in those situations. Which way is baggage claim? I don't know. I don't care. I just follow Colleen. She's going there, you know?
That's fair enough. But I do think that I have a bit of a better sense of direction.
I don't think so. You sometimes put in directions on your phone to go to a place that like we've been to 100 times.
Of course I do.
I don't need to do that because I'd remember how to get there via sense of direction.
Or I continue to brush up on my Shakespeare and always put in directions.
Always learning. Always a student. Okay.
If you were both moths, who would be more likely to get trapped in someone's living room? What do you think? What do you think, Livy?
You.
No, it's you, and I'll tell you why.
this is not going
These are
well.
Not... These questions have correct answers. You would be most likely to get trapped in someone's living room because I would immediately get distracted by a light and die.
Well, that's how you would get trapped in the living room. This would be my answer, was you are attracted to shiny things and you would go and be like, woo, shiny things. And so you'd fly into someone's house.
Nah.
And then you'd be trapped in their living room, whereas I'd be like looking from the outside.
Like, no, you'd go in and you'd be like, oh, well, this is a cool place. I'm going on an adventure. You'd walk backwards and then be like, ooh, let's party. What's it going on here? And then you'd be like, ah, shit, how do I get out of here? You know, and you're banging against the window.
Sure.
And I would be already dead outside on a lamp.
Okay.
I think I wouldn't make it that far.
Fine. So it's cool to be the moth inside?
I think it's cooler.
All right.
Who would be better suited to living life as a rat?
I want to say you.
You know, it depends on the rat.
Uh-huh.
A domesticated house rat? Me.
Mm-hmm.
Put me in a cage. Living life in the sewers? You. I'm too high maintenance for that.
Have you seen Ratatouille?
Nah.
Never seen Ratatouille?
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
It's good.
I've heard.
Yeah, I'd be a chef rat. You know?
You'd be a good chef, right?
I'd be puppeteering someone doing something. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you'd be a better suited rat.
I'd be like a house rat, meaning like not a pet rat, but I live in your house.
Here's
I'm not gonna live in a sewer.
Here's one you'll like. Who has the worst scanning technique at self-checkout?
Scanning technique. You don't do it. So it wouldn't apply to you.
You know what's so funny is Rachel said the same thing. She's like, you don't leave your house.
Yeah, you don't leave your house.
No, I do. I do, and I have to use them often.
You stuttered like a liar.
Okay, well, fine. But I use them all the time. And I'm horrible at it. And
I can imagine.
I'm even worse at paying. My credit card, trying to figure out how to make that thing work, is embarrassing every single time.
I don't like... My big problem with them is that you have to scan the stuff and then put it on this very, very, I mean, in some of the places that I go, at least, I don't know, but the weight scale they have there is very specific. They've like weighted every item and they can tell if that item doesn't weigh that, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And call attendant is like, kill me, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I never want to see call attendant on the screen. I'm here so that there are no attendants, you know what I mean? But like, so you have to scan the things and then put them on the scale. And then at the end, it's like, and how many bags did you use? But if you start by taking a bag and putting it on there, it's like incorrect mm-hmm. item, take it off. And I'm like, well, I need it there so we can make this a smooth process. I scan the item and then I put it in the bag that's already open there. But it always like sets off the call attendant thing because it's like different. And I've tried so many different ways. I've tried being like, okay, I'll scan the apple and I'll put it in the open bag and I'll put it down and I'll get away with it that way.
Nope.
And then at the end, I'll say, oh, I have one bag. And it'll be like, that's the wrong weight for an apple. Or that's the wrong weight of the one that you just weighed on our, because there's two scales, right? There's the one.
Right.
So I just hate that you have to scan everything and then you have to
crazy behavior.
And it's the whole other ball of wax when you bring your own bag, and then it's very confused about the weight. Yeah. So you can't like, see it's, I don't know, that just feel like it could be smoother. So I think the amount of times that they've had to call an attendant on me I don't think I'm good at it. So maybe you're better. even though you barely do it in life,
I do it, and I'm not good at it. I'm really not.
I'm fast. I scan things fast.
We're both not good at it, maybe. Did you want to read some comments before we go? We didn't get to do that last week.
Sure, yeah. The comments from last week were just really, like, kind of sweet. The top one was, Eric needs to be acknowledged. This is from...
I agree with that.
What is your name?
I acknowledge you.
For being such a support system that he is to clean. He is an amazing husband and father.
I agree.
Glad he shared the story about the fan in the bar.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I will, till the day I die, always... Do that stuff. When I was a teen, this is from Jade. When I was a teenager, Stalker was one of my absolute favorite shows. Really?
That's amazing.
Also, when I was a teenager, I watched Colleen constantly. When you two got together, it was the craziest crossover for me to witness.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that.
That little girl was, and this Trippy said, that little girl was definitely a mythical creature.
See? Well, I was talking about a kid I saw at the park last week. We thought it was a mythical creature. I'm glad you agreed with me.
From E. Brenny, when my kids, twins, shout out twin parent, were small, we took a cue from SpongeBob and Mr. Krabs and used curses when we needed to curse. Now, you watch SpongeBob with the kids sometimes. Do they say curses when they need to curse? Do they always go curses? Is that a thing?
I don't know. I don't watch it enough. I've watched like two episodes with the kids. I don't know.
Oh.
So I actually don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not a good SpongeBob fan. Nicole, I think SpongeBob's good. I just don't watch very much.
Nicole says she taught herself to say bad word in place of the actual bad word.
That's what we do. Growing up, that's what my mom would do. If we'd watched a movie, if there's a bad word, my mom would yell loudly, bad word. And so
I like that,
we still
yeah.
do that.
But that's kind of like the same type of thought as of saying swear jar instead of swearing. Bad word's pretty good. If you like stub your toe and you're
great.
Like, bad word.
I did it. Yeah. I did it in the show that I just had. Because I put a song there that had a bad word in it. Instead of saying the bad word, I recorded a voiceover of Miranda, like Miranda voice saying bad word. Instead of the bad word. I did it for Rachel to make Rachel laugh because we used to say bad word. As
you
kids.
Did a lot. You did. I feel like there was a lot of, it's funny, like Netflix gives you this two seasons of this TV show and you did a lot of inside jokes for your family and friends.
Right.
Which is funny and ironic because that's kind of how the character started, was you doing an inside joke to friends on stage.
Yeah.
How about that? Create, in other words, said Fly Guy is absolutely a canned mellow yellow. And I disagree. Remember we were talking about like what kind of soda would you be?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we were talking about last week?
I don't know.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Mellow yellow.
What's mellow yellow?
I think it's like
a drink?
Didn't we say like, you were a cactus cooler.
Yeah.
Is what we said.
But what's a mellow yellow?
I think it's like a similar kind of weird yellow
I've
soda.
I've never heard of that before. I have to try it. Mellow yellow. I wonder if it's a soda or if it's like a juice. A mellow. Whatever. Okay. Next one.
Ashlyn said, I met you at your show in Boston and
thank
I just
you.
Want to say thank you. You're such an amazing performance.
Oh, thank you. You're such an amazing performance too.
No, well, I think I misworded that. She is great.
Thank
words.
You so much for coming. I had so much fun. I truly had so much fun. I'm still like dreaming about those shows. The last two shows I had were so freaking fun. Thank you.
Didn't they were so came. Fun. Okay, here's a good one from JRWL and then numbers. Okay, my hack for all the kids' creations is to send any and all that to the grandparents. That way the kids are fine with it, and if it gets thrown away, it's not on my conscience.
That's good.
Plus, the grandparents love to see it and will often FaceTime the kids and go through it asking questions and hear stories about each one. My in-laws live thousands of miles away, so by the time we see them, the kids don't even notice if they have it or not.
That's a really good idea.
So this person's idea for all the kids' stuff that is mounting all the kids' artwork is to just send it to our parents and then it's their problem.
Oh my God.
That's so smart. And if it gets thrown away, you're just blaming it on grandma and grandpa.
Exactly. I love this idea.
I just thought that was a genius idea.
Genius. That's what
Box it up, send it to your mom and my mom.
Perfect. Thank you for the idea. We will use that.
And then here, Cy Renee, I'm not good at saying these names, but also, like, phonetically, that doesn't even look like an actual word. She's, hi, as a mother who kept so much artwork from my kiddo, I couldn't help it. I recently went through most of it with my now 20-year-old kiddo. They kept what they wanted. I kept what I couldn't part with, and we were both able to relive the backwards and sweet memories.
The backwards Y's.
What does that mean?
Like, when they wrote the Y's, like, backwards.
Oh,
like-
clever. Okay. So there's the other version of that, is that, like, I would love to do that in 20 years, you know.
Right. I love doing that now. Like
16 years going through all that stuff.
It's my favorite
thing
to go through old diaries and old artwork of me and my siblings, like childhoods.
Oh my God.
And my mom's too. Like I wish I had all my parents' like old artwork and journals. Like I would love to go through that.
Can we just got back. Our son just finished first grade and they kind of send all his schoolwork home with you. So then you have even more stuff. And it had the most amazing. Did you already share this?
I have not shared this.
Be shared?
If you want to, yeah. This is a piece of artwork. It was in a book of a bunch of things. Like Flynn had to write out, I learned blank, and then the rest of the thing says from my blank. Like I learned to something from someone. So like I learned to read from my teacher. I learned to cook from my mom. Right. I learned to fish from my dad, you know, and you fill in all the blanks. And one of them was like, I learned to be cute from my stuffed fox that I love, you know, so he wrote in all, and it was a book of it.
But this is an example of like, why would you ever throw this out? Because this is like, to me, I like, when I first saw this, the first thing I said is, how big of a frame do I need to buy? Because it needs to be on the wall of our home when we have one. But here,
so it says, read it, Lovey. It says, can you read it, Love?
Yeah, it says, I learned to fart from my brother Wesley.
And it's a picture of them like flying into the sky from their farts.
And if you're ever in my house, it's going to be above the dining room table in a golden frame.
But speaking of our wonderful children, I have to go take them to a class. So we're going to go. But thank you for listening.
We're keeping all the artwork, guys.
We're moving again tomorrow as you're watching this. We're moving. So who knows where we're going to film the next episode, but we'll hopefully see you next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And keep those comments coming so we can read them again next week. Your comments are very sweet and lovely. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye.